chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. And I praise you, Lord. I love to bless God. I love him. Wow. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been what? Invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine, dear. They have no more wine. Dear mother, why do you involve me?" Watch out here, we're going somewhere. Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you to do." Or tell you. Nearby stood six stones water jar, the kind used by the Jews for their ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servant, "Fill the jar with water." So they filled them to the brim. These are good guys. Then he told them, "Now draw from out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This, the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. Amen. This girl, put your hands together for this one. Hallelujah. She makes it look as if it's easy. Amen. She's got a gift. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word coming with precision, with accuracy, with simplicity. Let your word be manifested in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to minister on the subject, partner with God for his glory, part two. Amen. And last week, I told you that if you want to partner with God, there are three levels you can have yourself. Praise the Lord. There are three levels. And I told you that we have the invitation level, we have the involvement level, and we have what? The engagement level. Okay, let's have the scripture again. John chapter 2, verse 1. And we understood here, when you look down here, it said, and Jesus, look at what is going to happen here. On the third day of the wedding took place at Cana in Galilee, and Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been what? Invited. So you can't be there if you are not invited. Amen. So the first one was what? Invitation. Reduce the volume a bit. Slightly. Then go to the next verse. Now Jesus said, when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine. Dear woman, why do you involve me?" So it's a different thing to be invited, and it's a different thing to be involved. Amen. Are you here with me? I told you that for some time now, I'm going to teach rather than preaching. Amen. A partner is a person who take part in an undertaking with others, especially in a business or form of stake, you know. And anytime you embark in partnership, I did management, and I know Brother Oke is also a management teacher, lecturer, so I'm going to be careful with what I say. Amen. In the partnership level, we have what we call the doorman partner. The doorman partner, maybe all he does is invest money, but he's not actively involved. And we have people who are actively involved. And sometimes when they are actively involved in the partnership, they have to design the agreement in such a way that they will be paid for the services they are providing. Otherwise, there is no fairness. The level of invitation and involvement can cause a person to be just associated with greatness or not necessarily beneficiary. What I mean here is that when somebody is involved, at these three levels, there is commitment. You have to understand this. At these three levels, there is commitment. Jesus has been invited to the wedding. He's got a self, you know, he's been committed to it. And for the fact that you are invited or involved in something doesn't mean you'll be a beneficiary of what is going on. Okay, so invitation, what I want you to achieve in this message is that you have to move away quickly from invitation, away from involvement, and get yourself into engagement. Amen. People who are engaged never quit, but people who are invited or involved are most of the time quitters. It is difficult to identify who is involved and who is saying, is it difficult to understand, to know who is invited and who is engaged? It's difficult. But if it's not so difficult, let me put it that way. When somebody is invited and somebody is involved, it is not so difficult for you to identify them. Somebody can be involved with you, but if you don't take care, you might think the person is engaged with you. How are we able to separate involvement and engagement? The difference between somebody who is engaged with you and somebody who is involved in you is that somebody who is engaged with you is also involved with you. Watch out here. I'm going somewhere. Anybody who is engaged with you is also what? Involved with you. But not everybody who is involved with you is engaged to you or with you. Why? Because engagement comes after you have been tested. So if somebody can be working with you, you might think the person is involved with you, or you might think the person is engaged with you, but rather the person preferred just to be involved with you. So when there is trouble, he will run away and leave you. Because he's just involved with you, just spending time with you. But immediately there is any smoke, as we so put it, immediately there is any storm, they will leave you. Praise the Lord. Engagement produces high level commitment and dedication. When somebody is engaged to you, he committed, he's got one of the highest level of commitment and dedication with you. We become full beneficiaries of whatever we have been engaged into. If you are engaged into something, you become full beneficiary. Praise the Lord. You don't benefit partially, but you benefit fully. Anyone who want to engage with anybody you want to engage with into something, you must know that it involves risk. Engagement always goes with risk. If I am involved with you and there is a bit of difficulty and you run away, it means you have not yet been engaged with me. When you see trouble, when you go through difficulty in life, there are friends you think they are engaged with you. When I talk about engagement, I'm referring to somebody you know that they are part of you. If you are going through difficulty, they will not leave you nor forsake you. But you will never know who is with you and who is against you until you go through some storms. Praise the Lord. When I talk about engagement, I don't want you to look at it from a name point of view, but a behavior point of view. Haven't you ever seen a man and a woman who got married in the church? They got wedded for better, for worse, and certain things happen in the man's or the woman's life, and one of them ran away. Psychologically, they think they are engaged with the person. When you are engaged with somebody, you are inseparable. Praise the Lord. Are you here? You must be engaged. Amen. When somebody is engaged in something, he's also got what I call willingness to make it perfect. When somebody has got engagement into something, he doesn't run away when things get difficult. He's got the ability to have interest to make it work. Praise the Lord. So making it work, when you are, let me even talk about the student. When you go to school, you must understand that you are invited to the school first level. Then the second level, you are involved in your education. Third level, before you come to involvement, there are things you don't want to learn, but you don't give up. You press on to learn them. That makes you engaged. Praise the Lord. There are people who are invited who can be sitting and looking around, but they are not engaged. Amen. Somebody will say, get engaged. Say to your neighbor, get engaged. People who stop at the invitational level are not participants, but rather observers or they are very judgmental. People who stop at the invitation level, they come around and all they do is to look. Hallelujah. All they come about is to look for what they will get, what is interesting. So they are not ready to have a bit of difficulty, no. When they are invited and you give them food and they eat and all the food doesn't take nice, they want to talk about it and make it look as if everything you serve them with is not nice. Praise the Lord. When somebody is what? Invited, what they are interested in is to observe. They don't want to get anything involved. They don't want to be involved in anything. They are very critical and judgmental. Praise the Lord. So in this ministry, you have to ask yourself, am I involved or am I engaged? In this ministry, we believe that everybody must be engaged. It doesn't matter which part you are engaged in. Say to your neighbor, get engaged. Involvement opens the door for engagement when there is a willing heart. When somebody is invited and the person decides to get involved with a hoping heart and a willing heart, it means that the person is ready to move to engagement. You can't move from invitation until you involve yourself, and from involvement, it opens you after all to engagement. As I said to you, before you got married to your wife, somebody introduced your wife to you. And when somebody introduced your wife to you, there is nobody you got married without any introduction. The only time you can be married to somebody is when you are involved with the person. Then out of involvement, you look at the behavior of the person and say, this one, let me give the person a chance to be with me. Amen? Are you here with me? People who are engaged don't run away from problems and challenges, but they work together to provide solution. You get to know those who are engaged when there is a challenge. The disciples, Jesus thought the disciples were with him. They thought they were engaged in the ministry. Until Jesus died and they all quit straight away. Praise the Lord. It is most of the time difficult to know and identify those who are involved and those who are engaged. The distinction comes when there is a problem or a challenge to solve. We get to know whether a believer is engaged or involved with God when there is a challenge in their life. If you are seated here under the sound of my voice, you are not just invited, otherwise you will not be sitting here. You are involved in church. You go to church. That is why you are associated with the church. But for me to know whether you are a believer or not, it depends on the storm you go through, and that will determine whether you are. Praise the Lord. I'm going somewhere. Be with me. We get to know those who are believers by the storm they go through. The Bible says that when Peter was asked under an environment that is a problematic environment, charged with trouble and storm, the Bible says he rejected Jesus. And those of you, God doesn't just want you to be involved, he wants you to be what? Engaged. The Bible said in the book of Ruth chapter 1 verse 15 to 16, it said, and she said, behold, thy daughter-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whithersoever thou For whether thou go, I will go, and where thou lodge, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, thy God shall be my God. It means that they are inseparable. Praise the Lord. Some of you, I don't want you to say this. I don't want to say this, but I want you to understand, there are times your children will be fine. But when one of them or two of them going through challenges, you have to be ready to let them know that I am not letting you go unless you change my name. Until you change, I will not change. I want you to know that I am here with you every time. Hallelujah. So believers must come to the point of what? Engagement. Come on, say engagement. Let me establish a point. Now let's look at John chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible said that, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. The Bible said that on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother came to Jesus and said to Jesus, they haven't got wine. How did I know that the mother was involved? Why? You will never know if there is wine or not unless you are involved. Praise the Lord. If you go to any party and they short wine, or there are times you come here, if you're a visitor, you don't even notice it. There are times we provide food around or drink around when there is any occasion here, and we realize that the sandwiches are not enough or something is not enough. Then you realize that suddenly people move from the kitchen, they go to the back, and certain things are passed through the back, and you realize things are going on behind the scene. But if you are invited, you will not know there is a problem until you are told. Praise the Lord. So if you are engaged in a marriage and things are going wrong, you don't just go and announce it outside. When you are engaged, when you are involved in a relationship and things are not going all right, then everything goes outside. Because they are judgmental, they want to let you feel like they are the good ones. But if you are engaged, the problem stays within it and you try to resolve it. Praise the Lord. The mother of Jesus, she is the type of woman who is like Deaconess Judy. It's all right, Deaconess Judy, don't worry. Hallelujah. They find it difficult to sit when you go to their house. They are always moving out. Will you eat? Will you drink? Will you eat? Will you drink? Will you eat? Will you drink? Hallelujah. Even sometimes it will surprise you that she is giving all without noticing that she's not eating any. I say, aren't you also eating? Yes, I will eat, but have it. Hallelujah. In the olden days, it is difficult for you to invite a woman to your house when there is any ceremony going on, and they will sit and behave like they are men. Men, we don't often go to the kitchen because if you are a proper woman, train up. When you go to a program, you don't sit. Because the woman serve. So do men serve. I don't like the way I'm talking about. Amen. But nowadays, you invite women to your program, and before you realize, you the man, you are serving. Because they are not doing what they have to do. Praise the Lord. The Bible said the mother of Jesus was not just invited, but was involved. She came to Jesus and said what? He said, the wine is finished. Some of you are in this church, you don't even know the challenges we are going through. It means you are just invited. Get involved and know the challenges we are going through and take part of it. Praise the Lord. Amen. There are some of you, you have friends who are just interested in being visitors. When everything is nice, they want to be there. They don't want to be involved. They just want to eat. But when things are not going right for you, they just run away. They are not your friends. Move away from them. Hallelujah. The mother of Jesus said there is no wine. The disciples were not involved. They were just invited. And for you to move from invitation to involvement, it depends on you. You make that decision. When you become born again and you want God to be involved in your life, you make that decision. He doesn't force himself on people. I'll come there in a minute. Praise the Lord. Say to your neighbor, involve yourself, involve yourself. Now the problem here is that in John chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible said the woman, it said, woman, why do you involve me? Praise God. Now the problem, I told you that for you to know who is engaged and who is involved, is that if somebody is able to go through tough time with you and to provide solution, the person is engaged with you. Okay, but the woman didn't know that Jesus had a problem. God has got a problem. I will tell you that problem. The Bible said, he said, when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. Dear woman, why do you involve me? For the fact that you have believed in Jesus doesn't mean Jesus is involved in your life. You must make a decision and call him into it. Amen? Now see, the problem of Jesus is this. Let's go to verse 3. He said, my time has not yet come. His mother said to the servant, do whatever he tells you to all to do. Nearby stood still, and then he continued. Let me tell you the problem of Jesus, and I'll preach. The problem of God is that if you invite him, if he gives you invitation by invitation, and you come to his banquet, or you come to join his family as a believer, you must involve him. Okay? But God has got a problem. He doesn't quit when there is a problem. So immediately you involve God in your problem, in your life, he will not run away when there is a problem, which means that he's an automatic word, engager. So Jesus is saying that so far as you are trying to involve me, I am somebody who will not criticize the situation. I will not say that this is the worst wedding I've ever been. This is the worst I've ever seen. How can you invite people if you don't have enough food or wine to cater for them? But the Bible said, he said, if you are getting me involved, then I don't just get involved and quit, but I get in what? Engage. And the Bible said that so far as the mother was able to invite him to get involved, the Bible said he provided a solution. Your amen is too weak. I know he doesn't just get involved. It takes him time. He wants to check whether you are really involved. He wants to check whether you are really, really into it, whether you wanted him to be involved or not. But as you try to compel him, I don't know whether it's the right word, as you try to plead with him, if you get involved in that situation you are in, the devil will be in trouble. I don't know who I came here to preach to, but I know there are something, somebody you are going through, and you are trying to involve God, but he doesn't look like he's been involved yet. But I came here to tell you that wait. Don't give up in trying to involve him. It may look like he's telling you that my time has not yet come, but when you pray, when you spend time, when you try to involve him, if he get involved, he said, if I get involved into your life, weeping may endure for a night, but when I get involved in your night season, in the morning, joy shall be yours. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6, he said, be strong and be courageous, fear not, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, it is he that doeth goes with thee, he will go with you, and I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. He's the God who will never leave you. If he's involved in your life, it doesn't matter what comes against you, it doesn't matter the terror that comes by night or the arrow that come by day, but he's able to deliver you from the snare of the father, from the fowler. Say to your neighbor, engage him and involve him anyway. The Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 28 verse 20, it says, Jesus teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you. It said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Which means that when he gets involved in your life, he will never quit. He will not war. He will not quit. Hallelujah. Amen. The only problem that we have got is that when you involve him, you have to do it his way. Say to your neighbor, do it his way. The mother said to the people around him, he said, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. When you involve God, you have to do it his way or don't involve him. He has got a problem to do with your way, because your ways are not his ways and your thoughts are not his thoughts. But when you do it his way, surely it shall come to pass when you will smile. I don't know who this message is for, but maybe you are trying to do it your way and you want to involve him into your way. He doesn't do it your way, but he's got his own way. When you do his way for him, you will see the glory in your life. He said, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. I don't know how many times you have tried to call upon him that he has not come in. But I came to tell you that so far as you have invited him in, if you see the signs of his engagement, if you see the signs of his involvement, then you must be rest assured that no weapon that fashioned against you shall prosper, because you have decided to delight in his ways. The Bible said, he said to them, I want you to fill the jar with water. Most of the time the jar is not filled with water, but rather wine. But the Bible, I like that people around Jesus, the Bible said when he told them to fill the jar, they filled it to the brim, which means that they listened to him absolutely and totally. They were not partially involved with him, but they were committed to whatever he said. Precious one, hearing the sound of my voice, if God wants to bless you, you don't fill the cup or you don't fill the jar halfway. Because when you do it halfway, you will not see his glory. You want to fill it to the brim to tell him, whatever you want to do, I want you to do it to your best. Come on, give your neighbor a high five and say he's about to be engaged in a few minutes. Oh, my Bible said, when he filled it, when they feel it, one of the things, I don't know, but it was not said in the Bible, that I want you to be rest assured. The Bible said that when they filled the jar with water, you have to understand this. The Bible never said they tasted it. They didn't try to check whether it was nice or not, whether it was wine or water. But the Bible said that they presented it to the world, to the master. And when you try to the master, which means that you are set him that he that has started the good work will bring it to an expected end. I don't know what you know, but he didn't serve it to the young people around, but he served it to the master. We talk about the certainty of the trust they had for Jesus. Precious one, hearing the sound of my voice, when God tells you to do something, it is not subjected to questioning. When he told Moses, I want you to go and bring my people out, the Bible said when they got to the bank of the river, they couldn't do anything. Even though God was involved with them, even though God has given them his word, God has to be invited when he came to the scene. My God. The Bible said when he come on the scene, everybody here under the sound of my voice, we have been given invitation into his kingdom. Anything we are going through, if we are going to involve him, he's going to turn our weeping into dancing. The Bible said when he appeared to your life, into your life after invitation, the Bible said when you have been caught at a place where there is no way, his involvement in your life will make a way where there seem to be no way. I don't know who I came here to see, but I know that when you meet God, you don't have to try to cause him to be engaged. All you need him to do is to be involved in your life. Just make him, just cause him, anything you must do, just try to involve him. And when you walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sets on our way. Come on, say to your neighbor, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. I'm getting ready here. The Bible said in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is our faithfulness. When you get him involved, he's faithful. The Bible said, faithful is he who has called us, and faithful is he who will do. When things become so difficult, my Bible said, oh, my God, have I preached yet? Let me preach for 5 minutes. In John chapter 14 verse 12, it said, verily I say unto you, the way that believeth on me, the work that I did shall he do, and even greater works. God doesn't just want you to do more. He wants you to do more than enough. I am yet to tell you one more time that some of you, you are involved with God. God is in your boat like the disciples, but God has not been involved yet. The Bible said they were on the shore and the storm became so tough. Sometimes do not be deceived and say that because he has invited you, he's involved. No, he's not. It's not true. He wants you to invite him, and when you invite him, he wants you to involve him. The involvement is not subjected to him, but it is subjective to you. Somebody has been invited. The Bible said the disciples were in the boat with Jesus, which means they invited him into the boat, but he was not involved in the movement of the boat. But the Bible said when the storm became tough, they went to wake him up. Why did they wake him up? They wanted to involve him. Come on, say involvement. The Bible said when they involve him, when he came to the scene, he said, when you involve me, I don't quit. When you involve me, when things get so tough, I don't bounce away. He said that so far as you have tried to involve me in this, he says, peace be still. And the Bible said they receive peace. I don't know how far you have tried to involve him, but involvement sometimes takes a lot of time. But if the Lord comes, he comes really good. Come on, say to your neighbor, but he comes really good. It doesn't, the Bible said blind Bartimaeus saw Jesus passing by, but the Bible said he wanted to involve him in a conversation. He wanted to involve him in his problem, but the Bible said that blind Bartimaeus shouted. Well, the more he shouted, the more he ignored him, but the Bible said he pressed on until Jesus heard him. Oh, sometimes the difficulty is not just for him to be heard. The difficulty that we have as Christians is that we have problem waiting upon him. When you wait upon the Lord, that is what he said, they that wait upon the Lord, when he comes shall renew their strength. Not only will they be weak, but they will mount up with the wings like eagle. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not faint. Precious one, I am here to tell you, it takes a bit of time for him to get involved, but when you are able to get him involved, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, you will see the deliverance of the Lord. I know things are getting difficult. You are trying to call him to be involved. It looks as if he has not yet come. But I'm here to tell you in the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 7. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It says, be not wise in your own eyes. It says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. The disciples or the people around, they didn't lean on their own understanding, but all that they wanted to do is to just do what he said. Precious one, hearing the sound of my voice, I am here to tell you it is not easy for God to speak, but when he speaks, his words are yea and amen. The Bible says he watches over his word to accomplish it. If you have received a promise from God, I want you to understand that it is not easy to get a promise from God. If he has given you a promise, he will do it. Say to your neighbor, he will do it. The songwriter said he has promised he will never fail. And so far as he has promised you that you shall not die, you will not die. I am here to tell you, it is not time to be involved. It is time for you to call upon him and get him engaged. It is time for you to say, Lord, I've been dying in this situation, but I want you to come in. The Bible said Mary, before Mary came around, she might have tried everything possible, but yes, she didn't survive and succeed. But when she called upon Jesus, the Bible says something happened. I don't know how many times you have tried to learn that subject. I don't know how many times you have tried to work the marriage. I don't know how many times you have tried to do that business. I don't know how many times you have tried to save and it is not working. It is time for you to involve God, and when you involve God, you must be ready to go
His way. If you go His way, you will succeed. If you go your way, you will fail. Come on, say to your neighbor, involve Him anyway. I am here to tell you that God is calling the church to the place of engagement. When things are not going the way you want them to go, you don't quit. Quitters are not people who see the glory of God. If you want to see the glory of God, you must be ready to, let's say that, God, I am holding you by your word. There is no word you can hold on to but His word. Today I am here to tell you, in the year 2017, our year of manifestation, our year of no retreat, our year of saying that, God, what you said, can you do it? And He will tell you, I am able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or imagine. He said, open your mouth wide and I will feel it. Precious one, hearing the sound of my voice, I am here to tell somebody that it is time for you to involve God. And if you have involved Him, don't quit from His way. He is here to tell you that I am here as a voice of God to let you understand that if you involve Him, you will see His glory in your life. I said you will see His glory in your life. Don't put God in halfway and put your way halfway. If you can involve Him completely and say that whatever He tells you to do, you will do it, you will see His glory in your life. You will see His glory in your life. It may take time, but He's able to make it work. I don't know who you are, but I've come to trust God. And when you are trusting, don't lean on your own understanding. If it is not working and you have involved Him, just leave it to Him. Do you hear the last sentence I said? Let me have the communion, please. Increase the volume. I don't know, but it looked like we tried to involve Him, then we are not ready to do all He wants to do. Bow down your head for a word of prayer. You want to pray today that, God, give me the strength to involve You in my life. Come on, begin to pray for yourself. Come on, say, God, in my marriage, I'm trying to work it out. I want You to be involved. I want You to be involved. Father, we thank You. We thank You. Lack of commitment is a sign of lack of engagement. We thank You. We bless You. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, under the sound of my voice, anybody hearing me, empower us to move from the place of invitation. Move us from the place of judgmental. Being judgmental and criticizing. Involve us. May we involve You in our ways. May we engage You. May we see Your engagement in our life. That we will succeed in all we have been called to do. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Though it is not enough, He thanked God. He said, I'm breaking this body for you. And as I break it for you, I want you to be broken. I want you to allow the bread to break you. I want you to be broken. I'm doing this for you because you must be broken to see my glory. He took the wine, but He blessed it. So that we will walk in the blessings of the Lord. Let the wine go around. You want to pray for forgiveness? You want to pray that God will sanctify you whilst the bread and the wine go around?